This is a follow-up to something that we did a couple of weeks ago based on a special delivery that your morning team show received yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It was Friday, December 10th, during this very segment, that I brought up something because I had seen it in USA Today having to do with this being chapped-lipped season.
Yes.
And how USA Today had some insight on the necessity for reading the ingredients on the lip balm that you're using, which I never thought to do. In fact, I'll play you a little bit of some of that discussion because it will lead into the special delivery.
Yeah.
About 30 seconds worth. So again, this is from Friday, December 10th at this time. I saw on USA Today, an online article, it said that chapped lip season is here. Any time of the year could be chapped lip season.
True.
But wintertime especially.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I happen to have two. I grabbed a chapstick and I grabbed a Burt's Bees.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
I thought that was a bit more on the natural kind of realm of things.
Well, and you're correct. I should have consulted you because I had no clue. Well, I was trying to read the ingredients on chapstick and there are none. But on my Burt's Bees, they list ingredients here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I did not know that. This, apparently, nothing against chapstick. I like it, but apparently Burt's Bees has got what I need. Yes, Burt's Bees, we discovered through the ingredients and suggested necessity of ingredients to make a good lip balm from the USA Today article, Burt's Bees seem to fit the mold, shall we say.
Yeah.
Yesterday we received a special delivery.
That was a heavy box.
In the box was a note, among other things. The note read this way. Charlie, Pat, Dave, my brother-in-law is a loyal listener. Eric in Midland. Thank you, Eric.
Thanks, Midland, Eric.
Appreciate you being with us.
Eric told me, the person who wrote this note, about your discussion about Burt's Bees a couple of weeks ago. I love hearing stories about Burt's Bees. Why?
Well, okay. Why is that?
Because she asked Eric, our loyal listener in Midland, for our address because she wanted to send some goodies. Thank you, she wrote, for being loyal Burt's Bees users. Enjoy, Holly, Burt's Bees sales.
Oh, I see.
She's marketing. A salesperson for Burt's Bees. So from Appleton, Wisconsin, arrived a FedEx package, heavy.
What a variety.
Opened it up, and I'm going to dump it out here.
Oh, my gosh.
Holy cow.
You did dump it all out on the counter.
It is filled with Burt's Bees products. I apparently have not been paying attention to the Burt's Bees display.
Boy, balm and skin cream and you name it, lotion. Okay. And,
I did not know.
Do they have shampoo in there?
Yeah, well, I think they do.
I was going to say.
Yes.
We use it.
Do you really?
Yes, we do.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, so you're more familiar than I am.
Toss that over the counter to Pat there.
Well, no, I got something special for Pat.
Okay.
Yes. First of all, they make a shave cream.
Well, don't give me that. I'm not going to use the shaving cream.
No.
Okay, well, if you're not going to use that, then perhaps you can use the... let's see if I find it here. Special here. They have a beard balm.
A beard balm.
Yes.
They have a beard balm. Since you're the only one here sporting a beard, you can utilize that if you'd like.
What do I do with what is? I'm sorry. What is beard balm?
You have to read the instructions.
Yeah, I guess. I have no idea.
I'll find it. It's just I got face scrub in here. Ooh, face scrub. I could use that.
Yeah, face scrub. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Goodness knows. Uh-huh. Gently cools and exfoliates to remove dirt, oil, and flaky skin.
Anytime you can go through the exfoliation process, Charlie, it's a good thing.
And it says it's for men. Right here.
It is made for men.
Each of the products, by the way, has a note from Burt.
Yeah.
Because there really was a Burt.
Yeah, there was. Mm-hmm. There was.
And the face that's on the products is that of Burt.
Oh, okay.
So for this face scrub, it says, Burt knew it, and so do you. If you're living right, life gets dirty. this face scrub will wash away excess dirt and oil with a cooling sensation with woodsy scent, giving your skin a fresh start. Ooh, woodsy scent. Let's see. All right. That smells pretty good. That smells kind of woodsy there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Pat, you do occasionally shave, don't you?
No, to tell you the truth, not really. No, I don't even.
You save money on blades, left and right.
Yes,
well, you trim up the beard.
Well, I trim up the beard.
Okay, I guess it wouldn't work. Well, then, Dave, perhaps for you and me, they have a cooling shave cream.
There you go.
Mm.
So, And then after you do the shave, they have a moisturizing aftershave.
Oh, lovely.
Okay. Yes. The message here is, whether you spend your days like Bert wielding an axe or tending beehives or just digging into the nitty-gritty of daily life, your skin needs something that works as hard as you. Oh, well. Oh, boy, we're hard-working all right here. Yeah. Here's the beard ball. I found the beard ball.
Okay. Throw it over here. Throw it over here.
Okay, ready?
Yeah. Let's see if I can catch it. All there right. You thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Looks like a can of shoe polish.
It does.
I love it. For a beard as legendary as Bert's.
That's right. For a beard, keep yours soft and tamed. Oh, with this easy to use multitasking conditioning balm. Oh,
goodness knows how untamed sometimes Pat Beard gets to
sometimes
be.
Sometimes it can be. Yes.
Maybe you could shape it and come out like two little separate ones, like who is one of those characters we used to see in the cartoons.
You know? Oh, yeah.
Yosemite Sam or something like that.
Well, here's the directions. You're direct. Rub a small amount into hands and apply evenly over beard.
Yeah, all right.
There you go.
Okay.
You can take that.
Maybe I trimmed recently, so maybe after I let it grow for a little bit, I'll give this a shot.
Well, this is just incredible. Right. We have a soothing ointment for your skin. And by the way, we have the products of how I originally discovered Burt's Bees. There are any numerous packs of lip balms that we have here, too.
Yeah, it's all in different kinds and flavors, more or less, I think I saw.
Cucumber mint, watermelon, sweet mandarin.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, another reason why I like Burt's is because this is 100% natural origin, it says. This is for the beard balm. The ingredients come from nature. No animal testing. Responsible sourcing and recyclable tin.
And it keeps the bees employed.
That's right.
And then actually what you mentioned is a reason that their products are getting high marks from environmental...
And
things like, because all their products actually have that same same information on it.
Yeah.
This is so, my goodness.
You have enough lip balm now to last you through the winter, I hope.
Okay. Holy cow, I don't know. Oh, how contemporary is Burt's Bees?
Oh, let's hear it.
What now?
Hemp.
Oh, really?
Hemp lip balm. Oh, my gosh. That is classic.
Nice.
Who would be the most likely recipient for that in our crew here?
That's a few people I can think of. Eric, our loyal listener, the brother-in-law of Holly, a Burt's Bees salesperson.
Yeah.
We appreciate you thinking of us, and this is just incredible. Some of this is going to have to find its way into the WSJW kitchen.
Oh, yes, and it will probably
this
go
get
quickly.
Snapped up.
Yes,
oh, gosh, yeah.
That,
oh,
that'll go fast.
Right.
Ooh, yeah. Here's my other flavors of lip balm I didn't see. Coconut and pear.
Hmm.
Oh, my goodness. I think I already mentioned the watermelon. This one's just listed as a cooling lip balm with peppermint oil.
Ah.
Wow. Hmm. Oh, my gosh.
Boy, what a variety.
This one has vitamin E in it. My lips are going to be so healthy. The rest of my body is breaking down. I'll be exfoliating with my face scrub. And when I shave, I'll use the shaving lotion and then the aftershave. Everything is going to be boy.
What's Dave getting? One of the aftershaves?
Oh, yeah. We got plenty here for you.
Okay, good. Aftershave, right, you've got
this is not just for me. This was sent to the entire morning.
Yeah, that's right.
There's plenty.
Yeah.
Oh, there's plenty.
That was a box full.
So... thank you again, Holly.
Thank you, Holly.
We appreciate it.
Holly, you're quite effective at marketing. You just got about 6 minutes worth.
You did. Oh, and real quick, Charlie, you may have missed this with the beard balm. It is. It has aloe and hemp. Can't wait to try it.
You better give him that hemp lip balm, Charlie. It sounds like he's a candidate.
7:50 is the time on WSGW. Who knew? I need to pay more attention to the Burt's Bees display case the next time I'm in the store.